Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have all my friends together one place on one show, which is the St. Germain Radio Show. And we were just kind of talking amongst ourselves before the show started about how the moon is messing with us, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit. But as always, I'd like to give all the information out to everybody. Let's start with the fact that after we do some music and everything else, we're going to want to take some callers so you can ask St. Germain or whoever shows up some questions. As you know, we channel Ascended Masters and music and all kinds of healing, loving energy during the show. And you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be taking callers in a little bit. Our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com, has all the links that I'm going to mention in a minute. The first, of course, is my website, which is markarawson.com, so you can check out all the different services I have. We have Brigitte on this evening, as always, channeling different Ascended Masters. Great teacher, has amazing gifts, and if you ever get a chance to stop in New Jersey and see her in person, even though she does great work over the phone, which is exactly the same level of service. Some people don't understand that, but it doesn't matter if you see her in person, do it over the phone. Just absolutely amazing channeling and teaching and all kinds of things. She actually has a astro travel class coming up, if I remember the dates correctly. And you can find out more about her events by going to lightbridge101.com. During the show, as in the intro, and I don't know, we might actually have to remove that music from the intro because it blows my socks off and it throws my whole intro to the show off. But wow, Mike. we have the intro music, of course, is done by Mike. All of his music and the different events and everything he does, his channeled music and information about his services can be found at his website at mikesnyderccc.com. And if you missed any of these links, they're up on the radio website. And with that, Brigitte.
Hey, thank you, Mark, and yeah. Thank you. The double M's being on the show with me. It's always an honor to have Mark and Mike with me on these radio shows, because we are creating such a beautiful energy of this Trinity, and I really feel Trinity tells all of us a lot, and the moon is all part of this Trinity too, and certainly tonight is very much dedicated to the full moon we are experiencing now. Also, now it's a super full moon because it's a close proximity to the Earth right now. And we haven't seen such closeness in about 20 years, so it is a little bit of an unusual situation, a little bit more so than any other of the full moons. And with this Trinity, you create a very stable sacred geometry. And so you even want to bring that into your own life and ask yourself, where can you create such a stable trinity in your own life? Because if you have one solid point that directs you and that gives you focus, then even while you're living within a dual world, it helps you to bring balance to this dual world. It helps you to merge forces that are opposing each other into more of a direct line. And then you are not so much affected by all of the currents going on around you. And isn't that what we all are so much working on achieving in this spiritual life or on the spiritual path that we are finding ourselves? Is really we are looking for stability. We are looking for an inner peacefulness so that we can enjoy life instead of struggling in life. And so all three of us, Mike, Mark, and I, we've dedicated ourselves to support those who are on the spiritual path to find ways to feel empowered, to start feeling rejuvenated, to deepen their connection to those who've walked the path of enlightenment before us and who've ascended to a higher realm to assist us to do the same. And that really are the ascended masters such as Jesus the Christ, Saint Germain, Buddha, and many, many others that I'm sure many of you are working with. So this night not only is hosted by Saint Germain, who will come through Mike, through me, through Mark in his own unique way, but it's really dedicated to all of those enlightened beings that are working with us and through us and that very much want to support us on this path of enlightenment. And that very much really describes also the power of the moon. We all know that the moon opens up to our psychic abilities, to our more intangible side, the side that cannot be touched necessarily but can felt within your heart, is true. And so it is through the work of the lunar energies that we can bring more of our spiritual self in. And the sun always, as a symbol for spirit, is being embraced by the moon, and especially at a time of a full moon where the moon in our eyes is fully lit by the sun, we really feel that transmission of the moon as an intermediary, bringing down some greater spiritual forces to support our awakening process. And really when you look at the moon and the concept of the moon really taking almost a passive role, because the moon is not the one emitting the light. It is the receptive part that reflects the light from the sun. There's a big message for us, and that's what this radio event of transformation is all about, too. It's that message of continuously reminding us to allow ourselves to receive guidance, to be willing to open our hearts up, to be supported, and to allow that higher guidance to help us through these days of transformation where Earth is shifting to bring in a new consciousness of love and oneness and peace here into manifestation. And of course, whenever a new consciousness shift occurs like we are experiencing right now, we can see a lot of friction and a lot of stress on many, including us. And so the hierarchy of light, the ascended masters, the angels, they're all wanting to help us, to stabilize us so that we can get through these changes in a most effortless way. And so it is really through our receptive, through our lunar aspect, through our soul, that we can allow ourselves to create this bridge that brings that kind of life force and support to us that we need at these times where our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body goes through all these changes, and especially our physical body. A great purging, great transformation, and I know we all could feel it in the last 3 months where the moon has been so close and the phases of the moon really have been affecting us so much more, really almost forcing us to make some new choices in our lives. Even uncomfortable choices had to be made, and even uncomfortable aspects in our life had to get addressed now and looked at. And really you've been asked to no longer run away from some parts in your life that really didn't feel so good. But the good news is you don't have to do this alone. And tonight is all about supporting you on many, many different levels, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to a recording. In the eyes of the Ascended Masters, there's no time and space, so it doesn't really make a difference. But allow yourself to receive, to sit comfortably, and to not worry if you can't always hear everything or if you're confused. There's so many levels to this radio event. One of the levels is the music that Mike is providing, where he channels the higher frequencies of love and light through his music being a universal language to you, into your heart, deepening also your connection to your soul and your divine I Am presence, to your spiritual self. And really, that is the alignment of Earth, Moon, and Sun. And then we have Mark, who always offers, first of all, this beautiful introduction, and then supports us throughout this evening by holding the energy. But most incredibly powerful is also the Deeksha, or Deeksha, I should say, that he offers during the time of Mike playing the music. And the Deeksha is a oneness blessing that brings a blessing to you in a way that is unique for you, that is geared towards you. And you might ask, how is that possible, because we're all different. But again, Mark represents a channel at that moment, and the masters and the beings of love and light, they can work through Mark and bring through this blessing in a way that is so verified and on so many and touches you on so many levels that you are going to receive a great healing in the process, again, if you allow yourself to receive. This is not a time to let your mind take control. This is a time to let your heart take over, to feel, to stop worrying about all the things in your life right now, to realize you are part of the divine plan. You play a role in it. It shall show itself in some form or way to you. Don't stress about it. The more you stress about it, the more you're going to create pain to yourself and friction and discomfort. So take a deep breath now. Allow yourself to truly relax. Allow yourself to move into this mode of receiving. Don't worry about when can I call to ask the questions. We will announce that. Mark will usually, between Saint Germain and Mark, they usually will be okay. Is there any phone calls now? And you have plenty of time to call in. And usually that is around 9 o'clock, 9 past 10 in that area. So you can relax right now. You can certainly allow yourself to receive. And Mark, I so agree. This opening song of Mike's, it just like opens up everything. It's like, wow, you know, can we just sit in the background and keep listening to this music? It's so beautiful. So now also that you can reach both Mark and Mike for personal sessions, and Mark's personal email address where you can reach him at is markrawson@yahoo.com. Did I do this right, Mark?
Markarawson.com.
Oh, okay. There you go. And Mike's email address you already got. And I invite you very much to go there and to take a look and to see if there's anything that touches you, that draws you to it, to them, and allow yourself to receive even further beyond this evening. And as far as getting in contact with me, check out my website, contact me via email. That's the easiest way to get in contact with me, and I'm certainly there to support you during this time of great transformation. So this radio event is very much dedicated to Saint Germain. He is the host. He will come through me after Mike and Mark do their part, and he will do a short dissertation and then take you on a journey. And sometimes, like last time, other masters will come through too, so we are just open to see what happens. Since it's channeled, I don't really know in advance. And so allow yourself to enjoy that part as well. And I'm going to give now back to Mark. Mark, you want to share anything about the Diksha again or anything I might have forgotten to say about the Diksha?
Hey, just checking to see that everything sounds okay to everybody. Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because it sounds like we're breaking up a little bit, so I don't know if I'm having problems on my end or...
Yeah, everything seems pretty smooth from my end here. I can hear everybody pretty smoothly.
Everything sounds
yeah,
like, all right, hold on, I'm going to reset my line. I'll be right back.
Okay. So we lost Mark for a moment, but no worries, we can still continue. Mark is redialing in just to make sure that he has a good connection. And so, again, allow yourself right now to be in a receptive mode. What's always beautiful is when you sit in a manner with your palms up to really allow the energies to enter through your open palms into you, and you will receive in such a manner. And it's also very much a willingness to be open and vulnerable. And I know that many of us have a hard time being vulnerable. Oh, my God, you know, what if someone leashes out? But this is the time where you can feel safe. You can even call your spirit guides in right now, your guardian angel, those that you always work with, to be present and to surround you and to hold you in love and light. And then you can allow yourself to be as open and not worry about getting hurt or anything like that. So, Mark, is it a little better for you now that you called back?
Yeah, it sounds good. It's like something. Could you guys hear me okay or no?
Yeah, I was able to hear you fine, so I'm pretty sure it was more at your end.
Okay. All right, good. So if it's okay with both of you this evening, what I'm going to do is when Mike starts to play the music, I'm just going to verbalize the opening intention for about 10 or 15 seconds, just so you can hear and all the listeners can hear what the intention is that I set when I do Diksha for every show, so you guys understand a little bit of what's going on underneath at a spiritual level.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. That sounds great. And, Mike, is there anything you want to share about your music, something you want to add to for all the listeners to hear, especially since you also have such a powerful connection with Saint Germain and with the Higher Masters and with the Galactic Violet Flame. You want to share a little bit about the Galactic Violet Flame, how it's going to work through your music, how it touches those that are listening at their heart and what it's going to do? That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, basically what I'd like to share with everybody is when you close your eyes and get into a relaxed state and listen to the music tonight, it definitely is a great idea to imagine that galactic violet flame moving through your body. And as the music gets more intense towards the end, it becomes like a higher frequency vibration. You'll notice the power in that flame more when I get to that sequence, that it'll be easier for you to connect with it because of basically, my music is trying to take you into a higher state of consciousness, into more contact with the higher state of your mind and your heart. And I just would like to let everybody know that that's one thing you can expect is to really be in communication with that powerful connection. And I try my best to really bring that through to music. So it's a great experience for everybody to really get that individual time for yourselves to connect deep within.
Thank you, Mike. And just for everybody, the galactic violet flame in itself is similar to the cosmic Christ energy. It is a higher vibration of the violet flame, and therefore it can affect your almost atomic structure into the tiniest particle of yourself much more effectively, raising your frequency further up and bringing a transformation on a very deep level that will also affect your DNA. It will purify your DNA, especially if there are certain parts of your DNA that have fallen asleep because of some of the overwhelming influences in your life. So as you bring in this galactic violet flame, while Mike is playing the music, be aware that this is working on a very deep level, and in the next few days you will feel changes within your body. And so make sure you drink a lot of water and you allow this transformation to take place. And sometimes it's as simple as you looking at something and realizing that it's not at all what you always saw, and seeing things in a whole different view, and also noticing that some of the discordant energies that have been affecting you before in your life suddenly don't have so much of a grab on you. So this galactic violet flame is really very potent, and the music activates that so beautiful within your cellular structure. So thank you, Mike, for doing that too. All right, so are we ready for the beautiful music, the transformation that's going to come with that, and the deep chant? Are you guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Dear Mother, Father, I ask that we send Deeksha out to all people who are listening to the show tonight, anybody who listens to any of the replays, and to all the people that I've met in my life so far, sending love and energy and sending Deeksha for everyone's highest and best, that every individual gets what they need in whatever way is necessary for them in life right now. Sending Deeksha out to them, asking that anything that's not for their highest good be removed with grace and ease. So it is, and so is done. Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of transformation. I very much understand that the last few months have brought up a lot of deep inner insecurities and fears to be released, to be transformed, and to be transmuted. Not for all of you, because some of you had to take the leading role of helping to stabilize the energies, but for many of you. And you felt almost like a candle in the wind. There was a storm blowing around you, moving you into many different directions. And it has been very, very challenging to maintain that place of center, that place of peace, that place of strength within yourself, no matter what was happening around you. But now that out of this process, you built inner strength. And it is that you're continuously asked to open up to your spiritual family. You cannot walk this path of enlightenment alone. There are many angels that are supporting you at this time, that are sending you love, that are sending you protection, that are sending you any form of empowerment you're seeking. If you would only stop long enough to allow yourself to receive this. And you understand how difficult it can be. You yearn for perfect relationships. You yearn for the type of love that is written about in romance stories or that is shown by Hollywood on TV. You would like to see yourself winning the lottery or having the comfort of enough abundance that you do not have to worry what tomorrow brings. You would like to change your home situation around. Less stress, less worries, better solutions for comfort, better solutions for the upcoming winter so you do not have to experience the past again. And yet here you are, not really having any answers. And what is asked of you is to move into that place of inner stillness, to just stop. And yet when you stop, you feel that inner churning, you feel that discomfort. You feel a part of this intangible world that you've been pushing down, coming up to be reviewed, to be looked at, to be embraced. And yes, I understand that it does not feel comfortable to look at that part of yourself. But know that as you look upon those aspects that you feel uncomfortable about, a great transformation can take place. It is not even that you're asked to act on what you see or feel, but you simply allow yourself to open the door to your inner psyche, to your inner spirituality, to your inner pathway, to God, Source, Creator, all that is. And by doing so, creating an opening where higher frequencies of love and light can travel through and to you, building a vibration within you that gives you the strength and courage and ability to release all those unwanted aspects into the vibration of love and light. Because most of these belief systems that you have about yourself, feeling in some form or way not good enough, feeling that you have acted in a way that wasn't appropriate, all of that are only illusions that your lower self keeps telling you to keep you in a place of separation. But they are not truths. The higher truth is telling you that you are an aspect of God's Source, Creator, all that is, of the great spirit of all that is. And I want you to feel the truth of this in your heart, in every cell of your body, because at the core of every cell, at the core of every atom in your body is the divine light. and it's ready to break forth even more so into your world. And your lower self is afraid of that. It is afraid that by you opening up further to that light, by you opening up further to surrendering to something greater to work with you and through you, that your physical body will not be able to stay with you on this path of enlightenment. And one role that your lower self and your ego always had was to protect your physical body from getting hurt. And so deeply rooted within you from lifetimes after lifetimes of being in a human form is that feeling that when you continue to raise your vibrational frequency, that will mean that your physical body cannot continue to stay attached to your soul. But that is not truth in this lifetime. It is all in alignment, all in harmony, that this transformation to a higher consciousness is taking place. So it is for you to tell your lower self that it is safe. And when you hear that voice telling you that you're not good enough, or that you should be doing more, or that you're not meditating enough, or that you're not enlightened enough, and that you need to study more classes, stop. Talk to your lower self. And to remind your lower self, it's all good. It's all in perfect order. Your transformation of a higher state of consciousness starts with your willingness to stop and to open yourself up to be receptive, to surrender to your divine I Am presence. And that is why many of us, through many of your channels, remind you of the power of the divine feminine, the power of the receptive side in you, the power of being willing to patiently wait for you to receive that which is in perfect alignment with you, and then to take that and change it into a form as a co-creator of all that is suitable not only for you, but for the collective human soul in physical form. Because you're moving in the Aquarian stage, in the Aquarian age, you're moving from a consciousness that was very much focused only on the self to a more global consciousness where you're willing to do the work not only for yourself but for the benefit of all, where you become to realize that your actions, that your choices not only affect your life but affect everybody's life. And so that when you walk into a store or when you walk along the street or when you are amongst a group of people, you become aware that you are a beacon of love and light if you so choose. If you so choose to stay in alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And the answers you so much seek, simple answers, like, why are you here on Earth at this time? What is your mission here on Earth at this time? And the struggle of being in human form would simply fall away. Because you no longer need to know what your mission is. Because you know simply through your beingness, through who you are here on Earth, connected to the Earth, you are fulfilling your mission. It is every time you choose love over fear, you choose to embrace the darkness within with love and light, that you are fulfilling your mission on earth. It is every time that you are kind to someone else instead of reflecting their lack of good behavior back to them, is that you bring about a transformation and you bring about a healing that affects all. you hold tremendous power within you. And this power wants to come out. And it wants to start coming out in your daily life, in that what you call your routine. But that is where it is most important right now to bring that healing energy of love and light into that routine, into that repetition, so that you become the alchemist, so that you change the patterns, the structure of life itself, starting in your own life. You are an alchemist. You are an aspect of Merlin. You are having the power of bringing magic back into your routine. But you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in your connection to spirit through your soul. And know that there is no wrong place at any moment in time. No matter how uncomfortable it appears to you right now, no matter how dark it sometimes appears to be for you right now, the only question that you might want to ask yourself when you are in a very dark place is, how much longer do you need to prove to yourself that you can withstand such darkness? How much longer do you need to prove to yourself that you're worthy of love? How much longer are you willing to torture yourself in the belief that only by doing so will you be worthy of a greater vibration of love and light in your life? You are worthy right now. But it is for you to truly feel that. If many of your friends have been falling on the wayside and have given you that sense of feeling lonely or all alone in this world, it is only because you're preparing to cross another threshold, to another level of consciousness. And by doing so, you had to simplify your life and move to a point zero and discard of everything in your life so that you could take with you across the threshold your own true inner values that hold meaning to you. Not to someone else, but to you. So that you then become that spiritual self, that emanating sun that sends through tremendous amount of magnetic force into your surrounding, attracting to you that what is in alignment within your vibration you hold. So don't feel dismayed when relationships have ended, especially those relationships that might have been dear to you, that you might have held close to your heart. It is okay. It is in perfect order. It is making room for new type of relationships to enter your life. Some of you have experienced some form of endings in the last few months. Endings of relationships, endings of people who have passed on, endings of business situations, however those endings appeared to you or presented themselves to you, whether it was a move or something else, or the physical element that needed to get special treatment, forcing you to revert back to a more inner world because you could no longer be in the outer world for your own healing process. But all of this is not a random mistake. You've not been singled out. You've not going through this because you're not good enough. But on the contrary, out of the darkness, the light is born. And so you had to re-enter that cocoon, you had to revisit some of the old to go through this transformation so that now when you step out of the cocoon, and some of you already have experienced that in the last week or so, but when you step out of the cocoon, your colors will have changed. Your magnetic force will have changed. Your heart alignment with your soul will have changed. And you will be able to anchor the vibration of love and light, not only in your life, but in the human soul as a whole, in so much more of an effective way and form. And so, to support you, at this time, I'm calling in members of the fifth ray, of the ray of healing. And the fifth ray is very much connected to your third eye, to that brow chakra right above your eyes, because that is the third aspect, the holy trinity of your own inner seeing. You have the two eyes that openly look into the world and surroundings that are here on earth, in your earth life. But then you have a third eye that does not look into the outer world. It looks only into the inner world. It is that all-seeing eye that puts in the wisdom and the visions from a higher source. And so it is by allowing yourself to close the two outer eyes and to really feel the third eye in your brows, in your forehead, that you can become receptive to a great healing force, to know and sense and feel the angels around you. And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and to feel that third eye above your two eyes, to feel that holy triangle within you. And standing right before you is Archangel Raphael, putting his hand on your heart and infusing you with a higher vibration, with a green ray of healing. And you cannot see Archangel Raphael with your two human eyes, but with your third eye, you can envision him. You can feel his presence in your heart, but there's also an inner envisioning that I want you to expand into. And for some of you, it will be very different. It will be the sensation of a green column of ray, or a sensation of your winged angel, the way he's portrayed to you in many, many pictures, with a staff in his hand. It doesn't make a difference. Simply allow yourself that inner vision and that connection to the heart. And with that, you're creating another holy trinity. Your third eye, your mind, your heart, and Archangel Raphael becoming the third aspect. Again, creating a very stable sacred geometry for you that can be a foundation for great healing and transformation to take place. Now also present behind you is Archangel Gabriel, touching you also on your heart, now on your back. And I want you to feel Archangel Gabriel's strength and support, giving you the strength of God, and also creating a form of stability for you. It's Archangel Raphael in the front, Archangel Gabriel in the back, and you in the center. It is another holy trinity you're creating. And so allow yourself to be cradled by this love and support of these archangels. And if you think you're not worthy of that type of love and attention right now, by all means, change that thought pattern immediately. So now settle within that embrace. Take your focus into your heart. And allow yourself to truly feel the physical earth aspect of who you are, the body, the extension of Gaia, with your feet planted on the earth. And now raise your consciousness through your heart, not through your mind, but through your heart, out towards the moon, the beautiful full moon, and feel the alignment that this full moon brings, which is an alignment with your soul. Your soul that has recorded all events you've ever experienced and you will ever experience. Your soul that knows all the traumatic experiences you have not fully released yet and that are stopping you from your forward movement, but not because you're not good enough or you should have seen them better or you should have heard them already, but simply because it's part of the spiritual growth process that you were willing to take upon yourself by incarnating in human form to assist humanity as a whole. You're not just here for your own self. You're here to continuously align yourself with your own divine I Am presence to then support humanity as a whole, to remind them of their divine I Am presence over and over again. And so feel that receptivity of the source, feel that receptivity of the full moon that creates a bridge to your divine I Am presence, to your spiritual self, to that spark out of all that is, that has stepped out of oneness to experience its individuated self, and to then find its way back to spirit to tread a path that others can follow too. So feel that alignment of body, soul, and spirit through your alignment of your physical self with the moon and the sun. And again, there you have another holy trinity, spirit, soul, and body. And so as you are cradled and held by Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, and you open yourself up to your divine I Am presence, to the power of the full moon, feel the green healing ray entering your third eye, opening you up to a vision that is your true heart vision, that is the answer to the deep yearning you've always been feeling within you. And this deep yearning, whether it's a yearning towards a perfect relationship in your life or yearning to more effectively offer your spiritual services in the world, the true yearning behind this is a yearning to merge back into oneness with your own spiritual self. That is the true yearning. That is the driving force behind everything that you do. It is a yearning for the sacred union. It is a yearning to find your way back home. And now the idea is to use your inner side, to use your vision to switch the direction of your yearning. Instead of focusing so much on finding a way out of your physicality into spirit, into the spiritual realm, to be once again among your ascended brothers and sisters, refocus that by bringing the spiritual self that you are down into your physical body. Call it down. Call it into you. Call first the moon energy into you so that you fully become the receptive part, the cradle, the holy grail that then can support through its receptivity divine spirit to enter your body fully. So feel the moon or the moon energy settle within your heart. And now, when you're ready, also call in the sun, your spiritual self, to enter you and to settle in your heart and to merge into oneness. It's the lunar energies, it's the moon within your heart. Merging the gold with the silver is in you at this time, creating the sacred union. It's in your heart and sending this out, this vibration, this magnetic force into every cell of your body. Feel the transformation taking place in your most subatomic level. It's in you. And now allow yourself to feel in this alignment, in this oneness, how you are part of a grid of many, many like you around the earth, anchoring a unique light into the subatomic level of earth itself. And expand your vision now on the earth of this grid. And also become aware of those areas within the grid where there are many who are still asleep, who are still afraid, who still cannot see beyond their own personal needs of power. But now that through this grid, through this willingness, to merge into a place of oneness, to bring body, soul, and spirit into perfect, sacred unification within you, you can send a healing ray out through the grid to those who are still lost, We're still confused. We're still so very angry. And we think that by war or by discriminating against those who cannot defend themselves or by torturing those who they think they can torture, by sending this out, you can give them a feeling that they're belonging to something greater, that they can learn to trust, learn to accept, so that some of that anger and hatred is purged out of them, because it's no longer necessary for them to be the tyrant, to be the dictator, to be the torturer. And so I invite you very much to pump now the sacredness of who you are into all aspects of your own life that you feel needed, but also out into the world. Many of you know that the world right now is in dire need for extra support. This is a way of doing it. This is a way of you fulfilling your mission on Earth. A way of you to be the point of light in the mind of God and sending it out to the minds of men for you to be a point of love is in the heart of God and to send that love out into the hearts of men. For you to be an aspect of the will of God, to allow thy will to be done through you, and therefore to also get a glimpse of the divine purpose here on earth, and playing a greater role in that. But not so much because you have to do more, but more from a place of allowance to let that will of the divine work with you and through you. And lastly, you then are one human race, one human soul, and through your love and through your light, and through your power, you can neutralize discordant energies and anchor and manifest a whole new consciousness of love here on Earth continuously, one step at a time. And so I want you to truly envision owning that you're an aspect of God, owning that the light you send out and the love you send out makes a difference, and that you hold the power within you that allows you that no matter what is happening around you, to surrender to something greater within you that will then ensure that you can stay in a place of empowerment, in a place of peace, in a place of strength, no matter what is happening around you. And so celebrate today as a time for sacred union, as a time to move closer to your true authentic self. Because your true authentic self is your own divine seed within you, your own divine light within you, the beautiful lotus flower that you are, that is unfolding one petal at a time. And you don't have to work so hard to make this happen. On the contrary, this lotus flower opens up further and further through your willingness to simply be, through your willingness to be vulnerable so that a greater light can come in that will nurture this lotus flower to open up even further. And so fear right now in every pore of your body, that body, soul, and spirit is in alignment, that all your worries can be released, that whatever it is that you fear, you need to maintain this balanced state will be provided to you, for you, by your own divine self. Know that my love is with you always, and that these are powerful times in which you can grow further and further. There's no turning back now. There's only the movement forward, one step at a time. And whenever you feel that there's something holding you back, break that illusion. The only thing that is holding you back is your own belief system about your limitations. Continuously realign yourself and call on me to support you in releasing all of those aspects into the oneness of who you are, to create a transformation, to create an alchemical process that allows you to step out of the cocoon into your liberated self. Now that Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel will continue to hold your heart in an embrace to assist you to receive the support throughout this night and to strengthen you, so that when you awaken, you feel refreshed and you feel that you are never alone. But this is up to you. It all depends on how much you allow yourself to be supported. And with that, you can slowly allow yourself to come back into the here and now. But I very much invite you to not let go of that sacred unification within you, to continue to feel as you might gaze at the moon, and it doesn't make any difference what phase the moon is in at that time, but to recognize that the moon is that bridge to your divine essence, just like the soul is a bridge to your divine essence. and to become aware of the sacred geometry within your life to create more of these sacred triangles in your life to support you and to give you the strength to maintain a vibration of love and light no matter what is occurring around you or even within you. Take a few deep breaths and slowly allow yourself to move into a more conscious state and to feel the healing power continuously within and around you from those angels, from Archangel Raphael and Gabriel, but also become aware of the earth underneath your feet and become very aware of the collective grid that you're part of, the human soul that you bring healing to and that you assist in shifting and changing every day of your life. If anyone is ready with questions, they certainly can call in now. Mark, is there anybody?
Hold on, St. Germain. At the screen one caller, and I'll be right back. But let's go ahead and give out the number to everybody. It's 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663, and I'll be right back.
Understand that calling in at this point is not necessary. It is more important that you become aware of that alignment within you and that you use that alignment, that you use that inner stillness to calm your mind down that is so overwhelmed with all the outer impressions and all the influences of the media and of the radio and all the other aspects in your life that have you overstimulated, to find ways to slow down the stimulation, to go into your inner center, to go into that inner peace of yourself, and to allow the answers to come from that place of power. They're all there. And if you don't find the answers right now, it is simply because it is not time yet. So rest assured, you've not been left behind. You've not lost your connection to Source because you're part of God, Creator, all that is. And as you're part of God, Creator, all that is, you never can lose that connection. That is an illusion for you to let go of. And even so, you might be in a cocoon right now, blindfolded, not able to see what is going on around you, not knowing which direction to go into, then don't go into any direction right now. But allow yourself to go through that inner process necessary for you to grow into who you're meant to be, supporting you to be able to cross that threshold into a new life. And do not rush the process. There's a deep alchemical process in this. Allow that to take place. And allow yourself to awaken every day in the realization that this day marks a new beginning for you. That yesterday can never be repeated. that this new day is a new opportunity for you to experience your spiritual self in physical form and begin by acknowledging small miracles in your life. Write them down. Bring them to your awareness so the power of gratitude over and over again. And by doing so, you're shifting your focus from a glass half empty to a glass half full. And you begin to draw more miracles to you in this process. And that will support you to raise your inner vibrational frequency, to bring the type of relationship to you that you're so deeply yearning for, bringing the abundance to you that will support you to transform your outer world as well, just as your inner world is transforming. So always remember, the outer world is the reflection of your inner world. So it does not start with the outer, but it starts with choices you make within yourself.
Saint Germain?
Yes.
It's Mark, and I'd like to get a message from you as far as what is it that I need to know at this time?
My friend, that is one of your most favorite questions, is it not?
Yes, it is.
At this time, you need to embrace the moment. Once again, do not worry so much about the future, which you don't. You've gotten much better in staying in the moment. And again, be reminded that you are only temporarily where you are at right now. This is only another bridge you're crossing, because you're preparing for another big consciousness shift that will show itself around November 11th of this year and will continue to strengthen into the winter solstice and into the new year. So all of this is simply giving you the space to do this inner work that you need to do further to then become even more effective as a healer and as a messenger of the divine. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
So in a way, recognize that what you're asked to be is patient, be receptive, be observant. You will know with every turn in your life you take which way to go. Have trust and faith that that is the case now, and that you can trust your heart to show you where you need to be. Any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're great, very welcome.
With you, and you are all set for tonight.
Wonderful. Then we will close with Mike's beautiful music, Now That My Love Is With All Of You Always. And it is always a pleasure and a joy to come through in such a manner and to touch your heart in some form or way. And it is done. Amen. Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening to the St. Germain Radio event. And next month, it is at the end of the month, not the second Tuesday. I think it's the fourth Tuesday of the month on October 28th. I hope we have you then again. Mark, anything you want to add?
Nope, just want to say good night to everybody.
Night. Take care.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Mike.
Good night.